February 11th. Psalms 11, 41, 71, 101, 131. Proverbs 11. Old Testament, Judges 17:1-18:31. New Testament, John 3:1-21. Psalms 11. When in the Lord do I take refuge? How can you say to my soul? Flee as a bird to your mountain. 2:4. Behold, the wicked bend their bows. They set their arrows on the strings, that they may shoot in darkness at the upright in heart. 3. Of the foundations are destroyed. What can the righteous do? 4. The Lord is in his holy temple. The Lord is on his throne in heaven. His eyes observe. His eyes examine the children of men. 5. The Lord examines the righteous. But the wicked in him who loves violence his soul hates. 6. On the wicked he will rain blazing coals. Fire, sulfur, and scorching wind shall be the portion of their cup. 7. For the Lord is righteous. He loves righteousness. The upright shall see his face. Psalms 41. 1. Blessed is he who considers the poor. The Lord will deliver him in the day of evil. 2. The Lord will preserve him and keep him alive. He shall be blessed on the Eretz. And he will not surrender him to the will of his enemies. 3. The Lord will sustain him on his sickbed and restore him from his bed of illness. 4. I said, Lord, have mercy on me. Heal me, for I have sinned against you. 5. My enemies speak evil against me. When will he die, and his name perish? 6. If he come to see me, he speaks falsehood. His heart gathers iniquity to itself. When he goes abroad, he tells it. 7. All who hate me whisper together against me. They imagine the worst for me. 8. An evil disease, they say, has afflicted him. Now that he lies, he shall rise up no more. 9. Yes, my own familiar friend, in whom I trusted, who ate bread with me, has lifted up his heel against me. 10. But you, Lord, have mercy on me, and raise me up, that I may repay them. 11. By this I know that you delight in me, because my enemy doesn't triumph over me. 12. As for me, you uphold me in my integrity, and set me in your presence forever. 13. Blessed be the Lord, the God of Israel, from everlasting and to everlasting. Amen and amen. Psalms 71. 1. In you, Lord, I take refuge. Never let me be put to shame. 2. Deliver me in your righteousness and rescue me. Turn your ear to me and save me. 3. Be to me a rock of refuge to which I may always go. Give the command to save me. For you are my rock and my fortress. 4. Rescue me, my God, from the hand of the wicked, from the hand of the unrighteous and cruel man. 5. For you are my hope, Lord God, my confidence from my youth. 6. I have relied on you from the womb. You are he who took me out of my mother's womb. I will always praise you. 7. I am a marvel to many, but you are my strong refuge. 8. My mouth shall be filled with your praise, with your honor all the day. 9. Don't reject me in my old age. Don't forsake me when my strength fails. 10. For my enemies talk about me. Those who watch for my soul conspire together. 11. Saying, God has forsaken him. Pursue and take him, for no one will rescue him. 12. God, don't be far from me. My God, hurry to help me. 13. Let my accusers be put to shame and consumed. Let them be covered with disgrace and scorn who want to harm me. 14. But I will always hope, and will add to all of your praise. 15. My mouth will tell about your righteousness, and of your salvation all day, though I don't know its full measure. 16. I will come with the mighty acts of the Lord God. I will make mention of your righteousness, even of yours alone. 17. God, you have taught me from my youth. Until now, I have declared your wondrous works. 18. Yes, even when I am old and gray-headed, God, don't forsake me, until I have declared your strength to the next generation, your might to everyone who is to come. 19. Your righteousness also, God, reaches to the heavens. You who have done great things, God, who is like you? 20. You, who have shown us many and bitter troubles, you will let me live. You will bring us up again from the depths of the Eretz. 21. Increase my honor and comfort me again. 22 I will also praise you with the harp for your faithfulness, my God. I sing praises to you with the lyre. Holy One of Israel. 23 My lips shall shout for joy. My soul, which you have redeemed, sings praises to you. 24 My tongue will also talk about your righteousness all day long. For they are put to shame, and they are confounded. Who want to harm me? Psalms 101. When I will sing of loving kindness and justice. To you, Lord, I will sing praises. 2 I will be careful to live a blameless life. When will you come to me? I will walk within my house with a blameless heart. 3 I will set no vile thing before my eyes. I hate the deeds of faithless men. They will not cling to me. 4 A perverse heart will be far from me. I will have nothing to do with evil. 5 I will silence whoever secretly slanders his neighbor. I won't tolerate one who is haughty and conceited. 6 My eyes will be on the faithful of the land. That they may dwell with me. He who walks in a perfect way, he will serve me. 7 He who practices deceit won't dwell within my house. He who speaks falsehood won't be established before my eyes. 8 Morning by morning, I will destroy all the wicked of the land. To cut off all the workers of iniquity from the Lord's city. Psalms 131. One Lord, my heart isn't haughty, nor my eyes lofty. Neither do I concern myself with great matters. Or things too wonderful for me. Too surely I have stilled and quieted my soul. Like a weaned child with his mother. Like a weaned child is my soul within me. 3 Israel, hope in the Lord. From this time forth and forevermore. Proverbs 11. When a false balance is an abomination to the Lord. But accurate weights are his delight. 2 When pride comes, then comes shame. But with humility comes wisdom. 3 The integrity of the upright shall guide them. But the perverseness of the treacherous shall destroy them. 4 Riches don't profit in the day of wrath. But righteousness delivers from death. 5 The righteousness of the blameless will direct his way. But the wicked shall fall by his own wickedness. 6 The righteousness of the upright shall deliver them. But the unfaithful will be trapped by evil desires. 7 When a wicked man dies, hope perishes. And expectation of power comes to nothing. 8 The righteous is delivered out of trouble. And the wicked takes his place. 9 With his mouth the godless man destroys his neighbor. But the righteous will be delivered through knowledge. 10 When it goes well with the righteous, the city rejoices. When the wicked perish, there is shouting. 11 By the blessing of the upright, the city is exalted. But it is overthrown by the mouth of the wicked. 12 One who despises his neighbor is void of wisdom. But a man of understanding holds his shalom. 13 One who brings gossip betrays a confidence. But one who is of a trustworthy spirit is one who keeps a secret. 14 Where there is no wise guidance, the nation falls. But in the multitude of counselors there is victory. 15 He who is collateral for a stranger will suffer for it. But he who refuses pledges of collateral is secure. 16 A gracious woman obtains honor. But violent men obtain riches. 17 The merciful man does good to his own soul. But he who is cruel troubles his own flesh. 18 The wicked earns deceitful wages. But he who sows righteousness reaps a sure reward. 19 He who is truly righteous gets life. He who pursues evil gets death. 20 Those who are perverse in heart are an abomination to the Lord. But those whose ways are blameless are his delight. 21 Most assuredly, the evil man will not be unpunished. But the seed of the righteous will be delivered. 22 Like a gold ring in a pig's snout. Is a beautiful woman who lacks discretion. 23 The desire of the righteous is only good. The expectation of the wicked is wrath. 24 There is one who scatters, and increases yet more. There is one who withholds more than is appropriate, but gains poverty. 25 The liberal soul shall be made fat. He who waters shall be watered also himself. 26 He who withholds grain, the people will curse him. But blessing will be on the head of him who sells it. 27 He who diligently seeks good seeks favor. But he who searches after evil, it shall come to him. 28 He who trusts in his riches will fall. But the righteous shall flourish as the green leaf. 29 He who troubles his own house shall inherit the wind. The foolish shall be servant to the wise of heart. 30. The fruit of the righteous is a tree of life. He who is wise wins souls. 31. Behold, the righteous shall be repaid in the eretz. How much more the wicked and the sinner? Old Testament, Judges 17:1-18:31. 17:1. There was a man of the hill country of Ephraim, whose name was Miha. 2. He said to his mother, The 1,100 pieces of silver that were taken from you, about which you did utter a curse, and did also speak it in my ears, behold, the silver is with me, I took it. His mother said, Blessed be my son of the Lord. 3. He restored the 1,100 pieces of silver to his mother, and his mother said, I most assuredly dedicate the silver to the Lord from my hand for my son, to make an engraved image and a molten image, now therefore I will restore it to you. 4. When he restored the money to his mother, his mother took 200 pieces of silver and gave them to the founder, who made of it an engraved image and a molten image, and it was in the house of Miha. 5. The man Miha had a house of gods, and he made an ephod and teraphim, and consecrated one of his sons, who became his Kohen. 6. In those days there was no king in Yisrael, every man did that which was right in his own eyes. 7. There was a young man out of Beit Lechem Yehida, of the family of Yehida, who was a Levite, and he sojourned there. 8. The man departed out of the city, out of Beit Lechem Yehida, to sojourn where he could find a place, and he came to the hill country of Ephraim to the house of Miha, as he journeyed. 9. Miha said to him, Whence come you? He said to him, I am a Levite of Beit Lechem Yehida, and I go to sojourn where I may find a place. 10. Miha said to him, Dwell with me, and be to me a father and a Kohen, and I will give you 10 pieces of silver by the year, and a suit of clothing, and your victuals. So the Levite went in. 11. The Levite was content to dwell with the man, and the young man was to him as one of his sons. 12. Miha consecrated the Levite, and the young man became his Kohen, and was in the house of Miha. 13. Then said Miha, Now know I that the Lord will do me good, seeing I have a Levite to my Kohen. 18:1 In those days there was no king in Yisrael, and in those days the tribe of the Dani sought them an inheritance to dwell in, for to that day, their inheritance had not fallen to them among the tribes of Yisrael. 2. The children of Dan sent of their family 5 men from their whole number, men of valor from Sora, and from Eshtaol, to spy out the land, and to search it, and they said to them, Go, search the land. They came to the hill country of Ephraim, to the house of Miha, and lodged there. 3. When they were by the house of Miha, they knew the voice of the young man the Levite, and they turned aside there, and said to him, Who brought you here? And what do you in this place? And what have you here? ? 4. He said to them, Thus and thus has Miha dealt with me, and he has hired me, and I am become his Kohen. 5. They said to him, Ask counsel, we pray you, of God, that we may know whether our way which we go shall be prosperous. 6. The Kohen said to them, Go in shalom, before the Lord is your way wherein you go. 7. Then the 5 men departed, and came to Laish, and saw the people who were therein, how they lived in security, after the manner of the Tzidonim, quiet and secure, for there was none in the land, possessing authority, that might put them to shame in anything, and they were far from the Tzidonim, and had no dealings with any man. 8. They came to their brothers Tzora and Eshtaol, and their brothers said to them, What say you? 9. They said, Arise, and let us go up against them, for we have seen the land, and, behold, it is very good, and are you still? Don't be slothful to go and to enter in and to possess the land. 10. When you go, you shall come to a people secure, and the land is large, for God has given it into your hand, a place where there is no one of anything that is in the Eretz. 11. There set forth from there of the family of the Dani, out of Tzora and out of Eshtaol, 600 men girt with weapons of war. 12. They went up, and encamped in Kiryat Yearim, in Yehida, therefore they called that place Machane Dan, to this day, behold, it is behind Kiryat Yearim. 13. They passed there to the hill country of Ephraim, and came to the house of Miha. 14. Then the 5 men who went to spy out the country of Laish answered, and said to their brothers, Do you know that there is in these houses an ephod, and teraphim, and an engraved image and a molten image? Now therefore consider what you have to do. 15. They turned aside there, and came to the house of the young man the Levite, even to the house of Miha, and asked him of his welfare. 16. The 600 men girt with their weapons of war, who were of the children of Dan, stood by the entrance of the gate. 17. The 5 men who went to spy out the land went up, and came in there, and took the engraved image, and the ephod, and the teraphim, and the molten image and the Kohen stood by the entrance of the gate with the 600 men girt with weapons of war. 18 When these went into Miha's house, and fetched the engraved image, the ephod and the teraphim, and the molten image, the Kohen said to them, What do you? 19 They said to him, Hold your shalom, lay your hand on your mouth, and go with us, and be to us a father and a Kohen. Is it better for you to be Kohen to the house of one man, or to be Kohen to a tribe and a family in Yisrael? 20 The Kohen's heart was glad, and he took the ephod, and the teraphim, and the engraved image, and went in the midst of the people. 21 So they turned and departed, and put the little ones and the cattle and the goods before them. 22 When they were a good way from the house of Miha, the men who were in the houses near to Miha's house were gathered together, and overtook the children of Dan. 23 They cried to the children of Dan. They turned their faces, and said to Miha, What ails you, that you come with such a company? 24 He said, You have taken away my gods which I made, and the Kohen, and are gone away, and what have I more? And how then say you to me, What ails you? 25 The children of Dan said to him, Don't let your voice be heard among us, lest angry fellows fall on you, and you lose your life, with the lives of your household. 26 The children of Dan went their way, and when Miha saw that they were too strong for him, he turned and went back to his house. 27 They took that which Miha had made, and the Kohen whom he had, and came to Laish, to a people quiet and secure, and struck them with the edge of the sword, and they burnt the city with fire. 28 There was no deliverer, because it was far from Sidon, and they had no dealings with any man, and it was in the valley that lies by Beit Rehov. They built the city, and lived therein. 29 They called the name of the city Dan, after the name of Dan their father, who was born to Yisrael, however the name of the city was Laish at the first. 30 The children of Dan set up for themselves the engraved image, and Yonatan, the son of Gershom, the son of Moshe, he and his sons were Kohanim to the tribe of the Dani until the day of the captivity of the land. 31 So they set them up Miha's engraved image which he made, all the time that the house of God was in Shiloh. New Testament, John 3:1-21. 3:1 Now there was a man of the Perushim named Nachdimon, a ruler of the Yehudim. 2 The same came to him by night, and said to him, Rabbi, we know that you are a teacher come from God, for no one can do these signs that you do, unless God is with him. 3 Yeshua answered him, Most assuredly, I tell you, unless one is born anew, he can't see the kingdom of God. 4 Nachdimon said to him, How can a man be born when he is old? Can he enter a second time into his mother's womb, and be born? 5 Yeshua answered, Most assuredly I tell you, unless one is born of water and spirit, he can't enter into the kingdom of God. 6 That which is born of the flesh is flesh. That which is born of the spirit is spirit. 7 Don't marvel that I said to you, You must be born anew. 8 The wind blows where it wants to, and you hear its sound, but don't know where it comes from and where it is going. So is everyone who is born of the Spirit. 9 Nachdimon answered him, How can these things be? 10 Yeshua answered him, Are you the teacher of Yisrael, and don't understand these things? 11 Most assuredly I tell you, we speak that which we know, and testify of that which we have seen, and you don't receive our witness. 12 If I told you earthly things and you don't believe, how will you believe if I tell you heavenly things? 13 No one has ascended into heaven, but he who descended out of heaven, the Son of Man, who is in heaven. 14 As Moshe lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, even so must the Son of Man be lifted up. 15 That whoever believes in him should not perish, but have eternal life. 16 For God so loved the world, that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have eternal life. 17 For God didn't send his Son into the world to judge the world, but that the world should be saved through him. 18 He who believes in him is not judged. He who doesn't believe has been judged already, because he has not believed in the name of the only born Son of God. 19 This is the judgment, that the light has come into the world, and men love the darkness rather than the light, for their works were evil. 20 For everyone who does evil hates the light, and doesn't come to the light, for fear that his works would be reproved. 21 But he who does the truth comes to the light, that his works may be revealed, that they have been done in God.